Our guest in the cafe this morning is Charlie Alderman, the superintendent of the Commerce ISD. Good morning.
Good morning, sir.
I see on your website that you're already thinking about the calendar for 2019 and 2020 coming up, and you're giving people in the district an option to vote on a couple of different versions of the calendar.
Yes, sir. February is the month that we try and set the calendar for next year so that everybody has plenty of time to make plans. What we're doing right now is we've sent out two sample calendars so that we can get both votes and comments. Now, after those come back, they will actually go to the calendar committee, and they will work on an official one to present to the board.
Mm-hmm. And as I looked at, there wasn't just a huge, a great deal of obvious difference between the two, but you say there's a difference in how you handle the Thanksgiving holiday?
Yes, professional development days for teachers in the Thanksgiving holiday. In one calendar, you're off for the whole week of Thanksgiving. Uh-huh. In another calendar, the students actually go to school Monday and Tuesday, and then we have a professional development day Wednesday. And that spreads the teacher professional development days out.
I see. And school would start, and this pretty much is set, school would start August 13th this coming summer or fall,
sir.
And then end on May 22nd in 2020.
Yes, sir. Unless there was a whole lot of comments on there that said one of those was wrong, then the calendar committee would look at that, too.
Okay. I thought it was interesting, and we talked about this off mic here for a moment or so, but there's a school district looking at four-day week.
Yes, sir. Athens ISD is looking at a four-day week. They're going to start really early, and they did have to extend the day by 50 minutes, so their students will be going 50 minutes longer. Now, they are going to go Monday through Thursday. Their hope is that it helps with both bringing teachers into the district and teacher retention, because then their teachers most of the time we'll have a three-day weekend. I think about one Friday a month they're planning on doing a professional development day, so that won't be a three-day weekend, but the other ones would be.
So we'll see how that goes. That's the only district talking about it right now?
That's the only one that I know of right now. And it's interesting. I'm really interested to see how it turns out. I'm always excited about innovative things.
We'll be watching that closely. And the deadline to respond to that survey on the calendar is next Monday, February 18th. All right, lots going on. Boys basketball burning up the woods. They're number six in the state, and they've just been on a tear all season.
Yes, they have a special team, both character-wise and as far as the score. They've done really, really well.
Now, tell me the story about the thing with Prairie Land, and which is one of the district teams.
Prairie Land had a basketball player and student there that passed away. It hit their school district very hard. They actually moved the basketball game that was scheduled for that Tuesday night to the following Thursday. But our boys decided to try to support them, and they made t-shirts up that had the Prairie Land logo on the front. And they warmed up in those, and then after the warm-ups were over, they gave those t-shirts to those boys on the other on the Prairie Land basketball team. I think it was a real special thing for our kids to do. I've gotten a lot of really positive emails and comments about it, and I'm real proud of our boys for that as much as anything.
Head coach is Roger Brown.
Yes, sir.
Of the Commerce Tigers, and again, number six in the state. It's a great story. And the Tigers will play Redwater in a bi-district game Tuesday night at 6 p.m. in Mount Pleasant. We're talking with Commerce ISD Superintendent Charlie Alderman. And then your cheerleading squad, second in the state.
They were phenomenal. I'm really proud of those ladies. My wife and got to go and support them. They are extremely talented and extremely dedicated. They've probably got one of the hardest competitions that you could ever be involved in, because you only get one shot at it. You know, everything else, if you make a mistake one play, you get to come back the next play. Cheerleading, it's one go and winner take all. But they won a lot of different parts of it at the same time, competed really hard, and they had some tough competition. So second in the state's really, really impressive.
What are they what are they judged on?
Crowd leading, school song, fight song, and
does acrobatics come into it?
It's a portion of it, but it's more about spirit. They don't actually call it a cheerleading competition.
Right,
it's the spirit. It's much more about getting the crowd involved.
I see. And is there not one boy that always participates with the cheerleading squad to help them with their lifts? And
well, we've some years we've had multiple boys, and some years we've had one. So it's the year that we won co-ed state, I believe we had four boys that participated.
Oh, right. Okay, good. Well, anyway, second in the state. That's
that's
outstanding.
Phenomenal.
You bet. Something we talked about last time you were here, the clinic, health clinic for students at Commerce Middle School. And at that point, it was in the talking stage, but now you all have gone ahead and you've given the approval of that.
Yes, sir. The board approved that we used some funds in order to build the area that a company called CareVide can use to go in there and actually be a healthcare organization for our students. Now, CareVide is a nonprofit organization that is actually connected with Hunt Regional Healthcare already. Mm-hmm. So, but they'll come in, they will only focus on our students. If a student has insurance and has a copay, they will still have a copay. But if a student's on Medicaid or something along those lines, they may not have any copay. The biggest thing for us is that it gives our students access to get seen immediately. Mm-hmm. So what the most important thing for us is that our students stay in the classroom to get as much instruction in the classroom as they can. So, you know, a parent may have been at work and couldn't get off work to take their kid to the doctor that day. Well, that's one more day that they were out. Whereas we can take them over there, they can make a phone call to the parent agrees to this thing. They may even go straight back to school. All of a sudden, the kid's back in the classroom right then. It may also help limit the amount, you know, we've got flu going around. We've had a lot of kids out lately. It may also limit how bad those episodes get of number of students missing because of flu or strep throat or anything along those lines. It may stop the spread of those sicknesses.
And do you think the way this probably will work out with the work that's required on the building there at the middle school likely will be the fall before this is up
yes,
and running?
Yes, sir. It's probably going to be next year before we can get this up and running.
Charlie, thanks for having a cup of coffee with us.
Thank you, sir.
Charlie Alderman, Commerce ISD Superintendent. You're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station, 88.9 KETR.